You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 282. Have you ever wondered why it is that certain things show up in your newsfeed, or why certain people are or are not commenting on what you post and share? Why some of those closest to you never see their comments and their status updates in your newsfeed? On today's show, what I want to chat with you about is one of the questions I'm asked quite frequently, and that is, how does the Facebook algorithm work? So we're going to talk a little bit about how to understand the Facebook algorithm on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's a lovely day here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I hope it's lovely wherever you are. This is Jackie Almer with the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, and I'm just wondering how things are going for you in your business. I have to say, man, I came out of January with an absolutely rock star smoking month, and I would love to hear how your month has gone too. You know, it's kind of interesting. I truly do practice what I preach. You'll find that all the things that I coach on in directsalesbootcamp.com, through my Facebook, my social media mastery, all my different courses and what I coach my own team on, as well as those outside of my organization, those are absolutely the same skills, the same techniques that I do. You know, I blog, I have my podcast, I do YouTube videos, I do Facebook Live, and I also get out and network in the community. And as you know, I've recently relocated to Scottsdale, Arizona, and one of my goals is to really teach you. I know I'm sharing this with my team, but I really want to teach you how you can start all over again anywhere you are, anytime, whether you've relocated, you're brand new to a community, whatever's going on with you, it doesn't matter. You can always build a successful business. You can literally always start with, you know, no team, no contacts, and get out there and make things happen. You can do it on Facebook, and you can also do it through networking groups. And ideally, you want to combine both. If you've followed any of my information, if you've, you know, have any of my trainings, you know that one of the things that I teach is how to work networking events like BNI, Chamber of Commerce, lead referral groups, business after hours, any of those type things, any of those type groups, how to work those locally, how to have good success language, develop your elevator pitch and all that kind of stuff. And then how to take those relationships that you build, those people you meet, how to take those little business cards and monetize those through social media, through your business, and that type thing. So reach out to me over at jackieelmer.com. I'll be sharing more on that. I'm putting together a program right now to really coach on how to do that. And I do have, if you go to buildinglocalthroughsocialmedia.com, I have a full training already on how to do that. All right, so what I want to do today in today's show, and you'll find the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/282, is help you understand the Facebook algorithm. Because you wonder sometimes, who's seeing my stuff? Why isn't this person commenting? And that type thing. So, you know, if you're like me, I wondered for a long time, why do certain things show up in my newsfeed? How come I see Susie Q's updates, and yet I only occasionally see Joe Rockstar's? What makes that happen? Well, Facebook, of course, never reveals exactly how the algorithm works. You know, there is an algorithm without a doubt, and there are things that we can figure out just by paying attention if we do that. Now, a lot of what you see is going to be determined by a few key things. How many friends you have, your interest and those things that you comment, like, and engage about, videos you watch, and then common interests that you share with others. Those are just a few. Now, I want to give you a powerful example of this. if you live in the United States, or if you pay attention to what's going on in the United States, and you've experienced or are experiencing literally the political circus we have going on with the November 2016 election, of course, Donald Trump was elected, Hillary Clinton was defeated, and all of the craziness that has surrounded the political circles on Facebook. If you followed any of that, you're aware of all the commentary that's gone on. We've had everything from fake news, alternative news, mudslinging, women's marches, unfriending of people, name calling. It's just been insane. And it's a little scary to be out there. But as a marketing person and as a social media and Facebook coach, I have followed this very carefully with careful intent to learn even more myself so that I can educate others how you can learn from that to monetize your brand and to get your message out there further. Not that you have to get involved in the political scene, but if you follow what's gone on, you'll begin to understand the Facebook algorithm a little bit better. Now, again, you know, if you're listening to this and depending on where you live, you could in fact be totally oblivious to what's going on here. And if so, that's probably because of where you live and maybe the fact that you have not liked, commented, engaged upon, watched videos or anything regarding the election or politics. Now, I don't personally get involved in politics on Facebook, but I do occasionally read the posts of others or watch some of the videos. And I have a lot lately, just as I said, mostly because I'm studying it from a marketing perspective to see what I can learn from that. So over time, as I do that, what I begin to notice is that I get a barrage of political stuff that overtakes my newsfeed. In fact, right after the inauguration, I was watching a lot of videos, watching and following a lot of what was going on. And again, I was testing the waters to see what would show up in my newsfeed. And in fact, I found myself liking and engaging, and not so much liking, but commenting on certain things, staying very politically neutral, but commenting on some different things so that I could experience what would happen in my own newsfeed as I did this. Well, like I say, I began to get a barrage of political stuff that literally overtook my newsfeed. And that was because I was clicking on, I was watching videos. And even though I wasn't commenting or liking that much, based on the fact that I was just engaging with those posts, Facebook began to show me more of the political and inauguration and all that type stuff, because it assumed that I wanted to see this and that I was interested in this subject because I was clicking and watching. You know, we like to call, Facebook is kind of Big Brother, right? Big Brother is watching you. And if you think the government's watching you, well, Facebook's watching you even more. And if you wonder about it, pay attention. This weekend here in the United States, we will have the Super Bowl. And that is where two football teams, the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots, will be competing for the Super Bowl title. Now, whether you're involved in football or not, if you really want to test this, what I encourage you to do is post a few status updates of your own on Facebook, use some hashtags such as Super Bowl, #Super Bowl 2017, something like that. Use some hashtags, do some images that have maybe both teams or whichever team that you're rooting for, use their names in your status updates. And do a status update and then go back into your newsfeed and look and see what begins to happen. Okay, comment on a few of the status updates of other people in your newsfeed who are also commenting on the Super Bowl and really begin to watch and see what happens. This is how you can learn more and more and get better and better at understanding the Facebook algorithm so that you can begin to work that on your behalf and control more of what shows up in your newsfeed, control trending topics, be involved in trending topics and that type thing. Because honestly, commenting and engaging on trending topics is a great way to get your name out there and expand your warm market. Because if you pay attention to trending topics, not necessarily religion or politics, but if you pay attention to trending topics and you begin to post, you'll find that many of your friends of your friends are commenting too, and you might be able to find some common ground with some of these people, friend request them, and get to know them a little bit better. And again, further your network, grow your network, and grow your potential of prospects for your business. So definitely pay attention to that. That's going to help you have a better understanding of the Facebook algorithm when you do that. Now, keep in mind also, Facebook only shows up to 300 pieces of content in anyone's newsfeed at any given time. And they're only going to show you what they think you want to see based on your friends, your interests, new friends you've made, pages you've liked, groups you belong to, and things that you've interacted on already, searches that you've done, and so on. So if you've ever thought, gosh, Facebook is saturated for my company or my product or even direct sales, I want to tell you nothing could be further from the truth. Facebook is just showing you what it thinks you want to know with no judgment based on you and how you have told it to behave by your behaviors on Facebook. You tell it how to behave based on your profile, keywords that you use, your background, your friends, pages you like, your interests, where you've been, who you've been with, what you did, who you tagged, the keywords in your profile, business pages, new interests you have, like a new company, new friends, new pages and groups, all that type stuff. Facebook takes all of that into consideration when it begins to show you information. So when you make friends with someone, Facebook sees what your common interests are. And if you interact a lot with that person, especially in the beginning, Facebook's going to show you more from that person and your mutual interests. And when you engage with people, Facebook's going to show you more of their content, which is why you will notice, if you pay attention, that Facebook shows you mostly the people who you interact with most frequently and those people who you share the most common interests with. Me, as direct sales, network marketing, and social media, Facebook shows me an ongoing supply of people who are in my same niche. And some people, it shows me very, very little of. Take my son, for instance. He's on Facebook, but he's not a raving fan of social media in general. He posts occasionally. He likes and engages from time to time. But unless I go and find his profile or he tags me or a bunch of our mutual friends interact with one of his status updates or we both interact on something, he almost never shows up organically in my newsfeed. My daughter, on the other hand, loves social media. We have a lot of common friends. She engages with me regularly. I engage with her. Her friends do. And her stuff shows up for me all the time. So that's a big part of it. Creating friends lists can help you stay more engaged with the right people and move outside of that 300 post limit that Facebook is choosing for you. Be sure you listen to my podcast on the Facebook Five, which is 5 times a day, 5 minutes a day, and 5 areas to focus on. You can go to jackieelmer.com/238 for that podcast. And again, the show notes for this show are at jackieelmer.com/274. And stay tuned. If you want more tips and tricks on using Facebook effectively, stay tuned. Some things you definitely want to be aware of to get more bang for your buck out of Facebook and to really learn how to network and sponsor people, create leads, create customers, create referral partners, and all that type thing. For instance, you want to make sure that you do a few key things before you ever send someone a private message. There are a few things that you want to have in place so that you create the most interest when you send someone a private message on Facebook. You want to understand how to create friends lists and how to use those effectively and how to build relationships on Facebook. And do you know how to reach out privately and start a conversation that ultimately leads to interest and conversation about your business on Facebook Messenger? If you want to learn all these tips, you want to check out Facebook for Direct Sales Profits. You can go to jackieelmer.com/Facebook Profits to learn more. So I've appreciated spending this time here with you today. If you have any questions or anything specific you'd like covered, you can tweet those to me or post them on the Facebook page. I'm at Jackie Elmer on Twitter, and it's facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.